Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to Gresh and Keith live from Gillette for Pat's Training Camp on WEEI.
Into hour two, and got some special teams action going on right now. I think it is the beginning of kind of the joint and the team period. Not that they're going to sit around and smoke joints, but...
Well, you never know.
I mean, that's after practice. It's part of the maintenance. But, you know, is there a punter in the league now that just can't pound the ball?
No, they all do. Did you see the punt god over the weekend?
Oh, yeah, Matt Ariza, 82 yards. I think I called my national show Sunday night with this take. I'd be really impressed if that ball stopped on the 6-inch line.
Well, yes,
all he did was kick it 82 yards. I'm like, are you on meth? Like, what is wrong with you?
Like, it's still a pretty good boot.
Like, he's in his own end zone, and the ball, he's like,
punted to the other end
zone. The ball comes out to the 20. It'd be great if you back him up. I'm like, dude, he was 20. Backed up on their end.
Considering where you were, but yeah, anyway.
Like, you aren't on the 50, for God's sakes.
But yeah, it does seem like everybody punts the snot out of it now.
Like, this guy for Carolina is just, and they're perfect. Spirals too, which is
shots.
Like, you know, before there'd be some guys that'd be kicking end over end, and you know, in college now too, they got kind of like the, I don't want to call it the swinging gate punt, but it's more of the
run.
They run to the side and then just let it roll 60 yards, or at least try to anyway. So part of the reason we know the business is about to pick up here at Gillette is right before this whole punting practice started. Or at least this period of practice started, where the punter is out there and they're working on special teams, you could kind of hear the, hey!
There's a little bit of a razzle. People are getting fired up about something.
Yeah, everybody was getting jacked up. And I know he's a rookie, but I hope Marcus Jones holds on to the ball, because he is electric as a punter.
You might be able to get some good returns out of this guy. I mean, he was the best returner in college football, and you know, you would think maybe that's something that does translate early to the next level. But yeah, that's the key, because they've had, you remember the hopes of Cyrus Jones as a punt returner, and then he just couldn't hold on to the ball. And so that was one thing. Like, Gunnar was pretty good a couple years ago.
Yep.
You know, Gunnar Olszewski was all pro punt returner.
Do you know where he is now?
Is he with he's not with the Jets, is he?
No.
Where'd he go?
Pittsburgh. And the only reason I knew is because Kenny Pickett threw him a touchdown pass.
Oh, did he really? I didn't see that.
I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Because I heard Olszewski, and how many Olszewskis are there in the
NFL?
That
guy just puts his body on the line and tries to get every yard he can. So, God bless him. As long as he can do it.
A lot of zip codes, but hey, if he can.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I was just going to say, if you could turn yourself into like a special teams warrior, you can. You could Sean Morey your way to a lot of years in the NFL.
Yeah,
you want to be able to think afterwards.
That's
but,
true.
Well, they did kind of take some of that stuff out of the game. So now we're back into team drills, and Sam Darnold just at times looks
out there. There's nothing there. I mean, if Baker Mayfield can't win this competition, then you might as well just pack it in. Right? Like, you might as well just be like, you know.
Then hang it up, go do some commercials.
Worth a shot.
Go join the SEC network now that Oklahoma's going there and call it a day.
That'd be probably it.
Patriots practice is still ongoing. Tommy Curran is going to join us, not at noon. He'll be with us at 12:20, because it looks like all of the players are going to be speaking right after practice, which is supposed to end somewhere between 11:45 and 12 o'clock. So Tommy will be with us at 12:20. That pushes Madness back to 12:45, and then Andy Hart will be with us at 1 o'clock. And our Patriots training camp coverage on WEEI is brought to you by Zooty. Build any app your company needs in a week. Visit Zudy at ZUDY.com for your free trial. New England Spine Care, we got your back at anyspinecare.com. Henry Elliott and Company, the interoperability staffing partner of the healthcare IT industry at henryelliott.com. So Kevin Durant tweets out yesterday as we shift to the Celtics, where we find out, by the way, the Celtics are opening the season.
Yeah.
Not just their season opener.
Not season.
Opening the season on October 18th on TNT, it'll be the 76ers at the Celtics and then the Lakers at the Warriors. Part of the reason we mentioned Kevin Durant is, well, he did the, well, I wouldn't mind playing with James Harden. And then it was, well, I'm not going to retire. This stuff is ish.
Well, because there was a report out there that he would. Was it Mark Stein? It was like a real NBA guy that was like.
It was an NBAcentral.com or whatever.
No, it wasn't Ballsack Sports that had it. It was somebody that covered the league was like, oh, Kevin Durant would retire if he doesn't get a trade. And so out of all the stuff that's been out there, this was something that Kevin Durant had to tweet about, and he's like, this bleep is comical. He's like, I'm not retiring for a long, long time.
I was 2 days from retirement.
Yeah, no, apparently not. Apparently he's going to be playing basketball for a long time. So he jumped in there to say that part's crazy, but
S is comical.
S is comical, but he's still very much wants to be traded, and it's just a matter of, are the Nets going to be able to pull that off before the start of the season?
Well, and I know that always Jaylen Brown comes up whenever there's the rumors out there about the Celtics. And, of course, I think attached to that report on KD in terms of retiring, there was the, hey, Boston clearly has the best offer or the best player to offer.
Sounds like the only offer. I'm kind of surprised. I feel like Phoenix and Miami, knowing that, you know, Miami can't trade Bam Adebayo, they're like, well, what are you – we're not going to also – we're keeping Butler because that's part of it, right? So you can have Tyler Hero. Do you want Tyler Hero?
Well,
like, is that going to be the centerpiece of a Durant deal?
If the Nets ultimately want DeAndre Ayton, they have to wait until I think it's like January of 2023 or whatever it is.
Okay.
Like basically because his deal got matched, there's a certain period of time that Ayton can't be traded. So if he has to be included in the deal, which he probably does to make it work, it could happen mid-season. So there is – that part of it for Sean Marks
and then
the Nets.
Durant just doesn't play until then.
I mean,
what does Kyrie do?
This guy's got it. I'm telling you, man. You know my thought from the beginning on this. He's going to be stuck with the Nets at least for right now.
Hilarious.
And does this guy end up?
But then
up,
you can't play him, right?
Because he'll play.
But then if he gets hurt, then you can't trade him.
Well, because I really do believe the flip is going to be at some point he's going to rally around Kyrie because the only guy left standing with Kevin Durant is Kyrie. It's the only person that he has. Like, Kevin Durant can't walk back in and put his arm around Seth Curry and be like, come on, kid. We're going to go Ben Simmons, right?
Ben Simmons.
Like, they're going to have to let that completely blow up and,
My fear is it's just going to get quiet enough everywhere else where the Nets call back and they'll be like, we'll just take Jaylen Brown for Durant.
And
then
you know
the Celtics
what?
Do it. That'd be my fear.
And there you go. And that becomes the question, right? Do they just... you know, they'll look at it from the Nets end and settle when in reality they should probably be thrilled if they get a 25-year-old, one-time all-star who played well in an NBA Finals.
Right.
But then there is the Brad Stevens, what the hell are you doing piece of it, which
don't want it.
I hope we don't need to go down. Now, did you see Jaylen Brown's Instagram yesterday?
You know, I don't subscribe to the Jaylen Brown Instagram.
He follows Dork Podcast, you know, so I thought it would have been an instant.
I respect a listener.
By the way, speaking of that, Dork Podcast up right now, WEEI.com, you and Davey.
That's right, Woodstock 99. Dove into Woodstock 99.
I saw Lucy tweeting about it, and even DA jumped in on the the Netflix version.
Netflix
I guess
is good. The HBO one came out last year, was fine. The Netflix one is better, so we had a good discussion on that last night.
So Jaylen Brown, get that at WEEI.com and wherever you get your podcasts. So yesterday, Jaylen Brown was doing an event, and on his Instagram – he's got a photo of him and a lot of the ballers that were there. And it's, I believe in my community believe in me. And there's a whole bunch of photos up there. I think it might have been in Roxbury, if I'm not mistaken. And there is it's a sellout crowd of people around Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown also has the energy is about to shift t-shirts. Did you see this thing?
Yeah. So,
it's pretty dope, actually.
He tweeted that out a while ago, didn't he? Wasn't that like a whole thing?
He's got the juice brand, I guess. Is that his? I don't know if that's his thing or whatever. Where's Wiggy?
But those are all like the reports have been pretty consistent that Jaylen Brown, despite all of these trade rumors that are out there, wants to be on the Celtics. And in 2 years, when he can sign whatever the max amount that he can sign, it sounds like he wants to be here. So if that's all true, great. I just thought that there all of a sudden was a few more examples of maybe he wasn't, right? Like when he's liking tweets that say he's disrespected by the fans.
Yep.
Or when he's tweeting out, you know, SMH when he's in trade rumors, like stuff like that. And again, it doesn't mean that, you know, maybe I don't think he should be involved in all these trade rumors anymore. You know, when he was earlier in his career and you had a chance to get Kawhi Leonard or something, okay, that's one thing.
Yep.
But when you just made it to the NBA Finals, like I didn't think they needed to do that to him. But again, all these other reports coming out, sounds like he wants to be here. Despite what he may or may not have told Wiggy at the hookah bar, it sounds like he wants to be here. And now the question is, do the Celtics keep him? You know, not that he's not a better player, but Isaiah Thomas famously wanted to be here, and Danny Ainge was like, okay, cool, see ya, keep Durant and Kyrie. You know,
that is
like,
true.
Like, so there is one of those things where you're like, all right, a player wants to be here. That's awesome. But if a GM thinks they can get a better player for you, it is a business, and they're going
to
do that.
I would like to think that in the bright mind of Jaylen Brown, because he is a bright mind, this isn't just a guy who's all about basketball, that he can stop and someone says to him, hey, man, they're not talking about swapping you for Donovan Mitchell. Nice player and all, don't get me wrong.
I did at one point.
But they're not talking about that. It's like it's Kevin Durant. Like they called on a guy who is an all-time legend, and we know that you think you can be one, but you know, kind of rationalize that a little bit. It's not just throwing you out there because they – and by the way, I hope Jaylen Brown doesn't take it as, well, they don't want to pay me, so that's why they want to trade me. Versus,
see, I think they will. The way the NBA is,
I agree.
It's so like, here's what you can make, and all the best players get offered the same deals, right? Like, where it gets a little dicey is a guy that's, you know, really late in his career, and you're like, do you really want to commit four
like
more
Kevin
years
Durant.
To the guy? Well, no, he's already locked up. He's locked up for a long
term. The 4 years committed to him.
But, I mean, they can only give you so much, right? So, unless they go under that number, which would be kind of silly to do, like, you'd be... How much less would you really offer him at that point?
I just hope he doesn't have anybody in his ear doing the, hey, man, they want to get Kevin Durant in here because they don't like that. If it's just the, hey, you had an opportunity to go get an all-time great player, at the end of the day, somebody talk him off the ledge.
Yeah.
If Jaylen Brown gets it in his mind that a part of the reason they want to move on from you is the better player, and oh, by the way, they also don't want to give you the most amount of money that you'd be asking for, then he kind of works himself up into something that might not be there. So, God, I'm just hoping. Every time I see Durant on Twitter, I get pucker butt.
I mean,
it's
we're
like,
basically 2 months from the first game, right? You said the 18th, they play the Sixers. What are we?
We're a month from camp's opening, if not maybe a little sooner.
And I think the Celtics are in a great spot. You see Vegas came out. They have the highest win total going into this season.
Yep.
They are going to have, and they've done this for the last few years, but as many primetime games as possible. You see they got the big Christmas Day game. They got the season opener. Like, they are one of the marquee teams in the league. And they should, even if they don't add Kevin Durant, like, just with the group that they have right now, they're one of the must-see teams.
617-779-7937. They're rolling along here at Patriots camp. Just looking, you know, peaking as we have. Looks like the defense might be having a pretty good day here.
Yeah, the cornerbacks in particular seem to be locking down the Carolina Panther receivers, whether it's one-on-ones or 11-on-11.
We will give you the very latest on that, some of the reporters that are down on the field have been tweeting out. We will get to all that with you, but right now here's John ready to trade.
Gresh and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox start a three-game road set with the Pirates tonight at 7:05 with Nick Pivetta opposing Mitch Keller. Joe Gostig and Will Fleming at the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Network. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Tune into the Visit Massachusetts pregame show tonight at 6:05 with Mutt, sponsored by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Start your Massachusetts summer adventure at visitma.com. Gresh and Keefe are live from Patriots training camp, day one of joint practices with the Carolina Panthers. Tom Curran will join the guys at the field coming up in the 12 o'clock hour, and Andy Hart will do the same at 1 p.m. No Isaiah Wynn, no Malcolm Butler, no Justin Herron on the field for the Patriots, and Ian Rappaport reporting this morning that Jawan Williams is out for the season with a shoulder injury. Some of the Celtics' 2022 regular season schedule has leaked. The Seas will host the 76ers in their season opener on October 18th. Finals rematches with the Warriors will be on December 10th in Golden State and January 19th in Boston. I'm John Anderson. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
The latest from joint practices. Looks like the defense having a pretty good day. The Pats talk continues next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Gresh and Keith getting you ready for Pats Training Camp 2022, live from Gillette on WEEI.
Oh, and we just had some beefing, more than beefing going on at Gillette Stadium, ladies and gentlemen. 11:23, Gresh and Keith here with you live from Patriots Training Camp. You can get us twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Just subscribe and follow WEEI on Twitch so you can watch this show wherever you are. And so right on the field near us, I would dare call it field two. Might be field one. Who knows?
Either way.
One with the skinny field goal posts on the other end. And at the end of a play, there's some beefing going on.
Sure was.
I think it was Damian Harris at like the end of a play, and then all of a sudden someone hit the ground, and it happened right near where the Carolina defenders are at. So they all came together, and then all I saw was 69 rolling in there.
Cole Strange.
That's the Strange. Pulling people off and throwing people around and stuff like that. And now you got to remember that the Patriots defense and the Carolina offense are on the other field to the right.
Right.
So it's the Patriots ones, and I'm assuming it's the Carolina ones on defense, even though they're rotating people through. And it slides over to where there's the Carolina defense, and then here they come. Oh, the Patriots offensive guys all go running over there.
Yep.
And it was number 65, who I think it was, that kind of got his arm around Damian Harris and kind of got him out of there. But it looks like Christian Wilkerson and
Kendrick Bourne.
Kendrick Bourne, thank you.
Both got asked to leave.
Yep, they were booted from practice.
It didn't appear like they started it, but they might have escalated it. It looked like there might have been a swing or two in there.
Oh, there was some scrapping.
Yeah, there was.
On.
There was a good little push, good little brouhaha. We were hoping for that yesterday. We said, you know what? First time for both these teams to have the joint practices. You can finally take it out on somebody other than your teammate. And so maybe – also, I think anytime with the offense, you're thinking about some of the building frustrations that they have had. I'm not surprised it was the offense that got into one over say, the defense.
So here we go. According to Andrew Callahan, Wilkerson, Bourne, and Panther safety Kenny Robinson had been kicked out of practice, and it was Christian Wilkerson finished a catch in the Carolina bench area. A few DBs had a couple extra words. Both teams swarmed onto the field. Wilkerson had his helmet ripped off. Bourne threw some punches. And there we go. But it you can go to @Keefe21 on Twitter. I know I retweeted it. I think @GreshKeefe put all this stuff up as well. I know Zeke did a quick video and hopped right up and started filming that bad Larry. But it got heated real quick.
It did. No, and then but they're right back to it. You know, both again, not something that's new to camp. It's not the first time, not the last time this is going to happen. And Belichick has a pretty solid rule, right? Any kind of fight, you're out of practice. Whether it's against yourself, against an opponent, like you're going to be
fighting yourself.
Yeah, fight yourself. If you reach McGuire, he's going to toss you right out of
son of a buck.
Yeah, throw you right out of
camp.
That's
where I was going with it too.
So they asked those guys to leave. It'll be interesting to see. I wonder. I didn't see any Panthers walk off the field. I don't know if Matt Rule feels the same way or if he didn't feel like anybody
was
justified.
Oh, somebody. So did one leave? Of their safeties got booted, according to Callahan.
Okay,
and I'm assuming they.
We
got another one. Here we go.
Field. So once again, Patriots offense versus Panthers defense.
Oh,
looks like somebody got pushed out of bounds.
Get over there.
Oh, a flag.
There's a flag again. There's Cole. Look, they're trying.
Give him 15 yards.
They're trying to cut off Cole Strange because Trent.
Oh, he's just
Trent Brown's taking his time over there. Cole Strange is like sprinting to the fight.
Trent Brown. I mean, you were getting out of the way when he comes walking over there. I'm not trying to. Push. So this one didn't escalate the same degree. The guys on the other field are still on the other field.
They beefing, yo.
It's like the bullpen when they run out. It's like, do we have to come in here for this? Do we really have to go?
Oh, you know we're going to get a Greg Hill top three camp fights from Wiggy tomorrow. It's going to be yeah.
Like when they had Brock Lesnar in camp.
I remember the last Chick-fil-A sandwich for the media. There was a fight over it.
By the way, should we send Billy down to get lunch now?
Yeah.
Should Billy out?
I think we might have
to. Lunch line?
They'll be like, Billy, aren't you producing? Yeah, I'm just holding the seat warm right here. In case anybody big comes in that we want to talk to in the media room.
You never know.
We're okay. So a second scrum
but that's
as
great.
Well.
Good stuff.
Yes.
Why not?
You need that little camaraderie.
And I think, in all seriousness, Cole Strange has known these guys a month. And, somebody's pushing Damien Harris or whatever the hell it was. I don't know if that's
right,
what the
born
case was.
Whatever, right?
But for Cole Strange to come running in there and, like, ripping guys apart, like, that does go a long way, right? Like, you're on the
straight.
Team. You're on the team now.
Yep.
And so
you're on the team. You're a part of the group. And, it's the – especially in college, that's what they always tell you. Yeah. And actually –
I will beat your ass.
Into a brawl, now you're best friends.
Well, there's also the, like when you're in college, it's also the, the O-line coach that'll be like, hey, man. Like, especially my guy who was a wackadoo, right?
Yeah.
The great Jack Peavy who's from Foxborough and, like, played for the Patriots for a minute and stuff. I remember the whole pulling aside and be like, listen. It's like, you got to make sure to take care of this guy even when we're away from here.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, the O-line get a call one night. We go save the guy, and who gets in trouble?
O-line.
Not the quarterback, but the fats who went down there
the
and saved
fellas
him.
That stick out. Yeah.
I think that was the first fight with the head coach where I looked at him and said, fine, next time we'll let your boy get his ass beat. And he was like, that's not what I wanted to hear. Take a lap. I'm like, I ain't running for that. He's like, then get out. Yeah. And I got out. I just said, fine, I'm going home. That was one of those deals. Sounds like everybody's getting a little lecture right now.
Yeah, they're like, let's cool it off. We got to pick up all these flags. We got to assess the penalties, and then we kind of move on.
Glenn, who's our engineer down here
today. They're going to be wrapping things up
today.
Soon, I would think.
Well,
it's almost 11:30.
Glenn was the one who noticed, our engineer, by the way, that they got all these players over there, and then all of a sudden, there goes one flag into the air.
Yeah.
And it was like, I think you're a little late on that
pick
one.
Pick it up, buddy.
And you're right on the second one, too. They all gathered, and then it was like, oh, there's the flag.
That's right.
There has probably been 20 flags today.
So I don't know what they got cooking up now. Now the entire Carolina Panthers are running over to one side of the field.
Scrimmage time, baby.
All right. I'm here for that.
All right. Well, because the Patriots starting O-line's on the field. They're sitting there waiting, ready to go. I did see David Andrews limping at least a little bit. I'm hoping that was just
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, I know. That's – if there is one guy – You know, that might be worth an ask of the coaches. Who is the backup center? Because you know what?
Probably Ferentz.
Oh, that's – I keep forgetting about that guy. God,
How could you possibly? He's been on the team for like 15 years,
he's
like
a Twinkie.
Like,
he's never going to expire. He's never going to die.
Yeah, he's there.
We're going to be able to find it, need it 15 years later. Like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I think it would be him.
So here's some of what the media folks who are way down on field level. We have been giving you kind of the stuff that we see from the 30,000-foot view here today. But Andrew Callahan noted that not only Patrick Chung and Rob Ninkovich are here, but apparently Nate Ebner is also in the house as well.
His rugby game breaks
so
out.
So I was just going to say, no rugby season?
I guess not.
Does he go Paul Rabel and create like a rugby league?
Was he on the Olympic team or was he hurt? I think he might have.
I think he was on the Olympic team.
He might have been. Yeah.
And even if he was hurt, he's still on the team, I'm pretty sure.
Give him a little.
Which is pretty crazy. I mean. What did you make the Olympics in? Rugby?
Rugby.
Okay.
And I also played in the NFL.
And I played in the NFL, right?
Pretty good.
What's next? You're going to be a Navy SEAL? Like, seriously. It's crazy.
Well, listen, the special teams wasn't very good last year, so any kind of insight he can provide, why not?
Exactly. According to Callahan, Panthers ate up Patriots O-line early in one-on-one pass rush drill. He, though, appropriately notes for the Fats that a drill tilted towards the defense because, for those who don't know, it's where the five linemen line up and they're in their spot, and they tell the defenders, okay, this is your pass rush drill, and you're the O-lineman, and you have to just try to block it up.
Well, it's like
no
a third
snap
and long,
count, no
basically.
Nothing. I mean, it really is where you're just getting killed out there. Jalen Mills apparently had a pass breakup on the
corners,
opening of 11-on-11. You mentioned that you think the corners have played pretty
well
today.
That's what it seems like. From what I've seen is and what I've read, it doesn't seem like the Carolina Panthers receivers are getting open, and Jalen Mills, Jack Jones – making some play. No Malcolm Butler today. So if you're wondering if he was one of the guys that would, he's not out there. Not sure what, I don't know if they said why yet.
I wonder if that's a good or a bad thing. Like, is that a.
No, it's either, it's got to be
are you
banged
straight,
up a little bit.
Well, that's the thing. Are you straight injured and that isn't good coming a year off of football?
Right.
Or are they kind of protecting him a little bit?
No, everybody else. The only other guys that weren't playing are also the injured guys, right? No Isaiah Wynn today. No Justin Herron. We already know Juwan Williams is going to be on the shelf all year long. That's not a good sign for Butler. But apparently the other corners have all kind of played pretty well today. So, and then, again, DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson, like, Carolina, not the greatest team. I wouldn't look at them as, like, a playoff team. But individually, between McCaffrey and those guys, they have some tough matchups.
Yeah, they do. McCaffrey is really that one tough matchup.
Oh, yeah.
Robbie Anderson, again.
You don't like Robbie Anderson?
No, there's a better chance he ends up in jail before he leaves here
mean?
Than making a touchdown
what
catch, Robbie Anderson.
What did he do?
Hey, look at his history.
Oh, is there a history
there?
Oh, yeah.
All I got to do is look it up with Robbie Anderson.
Right.
There's a
DJ Moore, I think, is a legit number one receiver, though, in the league. He's not Devontae Adams, but like I think if you're pulling a top 20 wideouts, he's in there.
Callahan noted something that you and I saw and sort of touched on as well, and that is Patriots defense all over the Carolina run game. Judon, Godshall, Barmore, and Anfernee Jennings.
How about that?
Run stuffs on the first 11-on-11. You and I wondered, okay, how's the linebacker situation going to kind of shake out?
Mm-hmm.
Anfernee Jennings appeared to be a guy in position to be able to take advantage of some of the reps and the opportunities, and at least early on, off to a good start there for him. So we have the Patriots' number one offense on the field. You got to assume against the Carolina number one defense and some tough running there inside for Damian Harris. Justin Bethel apparently got a sack close to the end of one of the defensive periods.
Or is that a Greg Gumbel situation where it wasn't him? He got credit for it? That sounds kind of surprising, but yeah, who knows? You got to work at some of the backups.
Justin Bethel! And it doesn't look – it looks like Hunter Henry, according to reports, might have left practice.
Oh, boy.
So –
and not because of the fight.
Yeah, and that isn't good. I know he's not in there right now, and, boy, I'll tell you.
Oh, my God, what
one
a
of
grab.
One of the things that has really stood out is Mac Jones not afraid to throw the ball up to Devontae Parker and let him go make a play.
I think I'm going
to
overdraft him in fantasy in a couple weeks.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Devontae Parker seems like the guy because he was covered there. Like, he got a little separation, more so than the other play that we talked about. But he got a little separation, and there was a safety coming over top, and he jumped up and got it.
We need a name for you with falling in love with these wideouts. You know, like there's like the lineman king or the snow cone king or whatever. Like, we got to come up with something for you and these wideouts falling in love with them.
But that was a nice catch. It was a good throw. And then, but I think, and this was something from the preseason game. And I know it wasn't Mac Jones, but remember that one play where Tyquan Thornton kind of was like waiting for the ball to come to him, and it got broken up, and the throw wasn't great. But that's one where in college you're probably used to getting more wide open, where in the pros you need to turn around and jump up and grab it on somebody. And so maybe Thornton is going to be able to watch Parker and be like, oh, okay, you're not always going to be wide open. Like, you need to be physical and go get the ball.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because there is an art form to it, you know? Like, a lot of guys rely on the push-off before they jump,
right?
Which, if you do that nowadays, considering that we just saw a flag on a deep ball down the field, it was probably three or four yards overthrown and might have been a defensive hold. Hell, we also saw the defensive backs early in the year where they put those, like, pads on their hands they couldn't kind of clutch and grab. And another screen once again, this one kind of gobbled up. It is interesting to note that in some of the drills that were going on earlier, Ramondre Stevenson matched up against a linebacker. It was a favorable matchup. There were two times where he kind of ran away from the guy.
And that was him there on the screen too. Yep. So no surprise. It seems like they're going to try to get him involved a lot in the passing game. And I know Belichick spoke this morning about Stevenson and pass block. I know something that you bring up all the time.
Yes.
And they say he's really been doing well in the whole passing game, whether it's him staying in the block or him going out to catch passes. Seems like he's going to be on the field a lot with that.
Apparently there was a bit of a point of emphasis today in terms of holding on to the football. So one of the tweets from Callahan is, Patriots offense can't hold to the ball. Panthers punching out everything in 7-on-7s. So, Asiasi, Myers, Janu, and Sokol all had catches immediately knocked free. With Asiasi, he just fumbled. Myers lost it as he stepped out of bounds. But that's got ball security written all over it. Mm-hmm. Hey, make sure your guys are tackling the football, because my guys have been sloppy with it. And it's the again, that is the good part of some of these controlled practices, is that you can kind of give the other coach the Iggy, hey, here's what I want your guys to do.
Oh, yeah, this is what we're doing. Thing. Oh, 100%.
That'll be a big teaching point. Now, what we also just saw was Jonnu Smith kind of getting the ball on what looked like one of those kind of Kyle Shanahan hand it to Debo or Kendrick Bourne sort of plays where – so you had a play earlier where out of the shotgun, it was kind of a zone read look, and Jonnu Smith got the football. And then on this one, it's motion from the other side, and they give Jonnu Smith the football.
Yeah, and I would think that they would do that more. I mean, last year, even when they got him, because when he was in Tennessee, some of the highlights that he had was him just straight up lining up in the backfield and just kind of handed it to him like a running back. And then you would think that little end around thing would be really a part of the offense. But they got to do something to try to get Jonnu Smith going. I don't know how long you do that, right? Like, if you're Matt Patricia and you try to get him involved the first few weeks and nothing's really clicking, I wonder at what point do you just say, all right, like, we'll kind of worry about these other guys instead.
Well, they need him. I mean, sure. And that's the thing, is that Parker has looked really good so far in camp, at least to the, you know, kind of the naked eye and what we can sort of decipher. A lot of people like Tyquan Thornton. He's at least off to a good start.
Definitely.
And now, you know, with Wilkerson and when Bourne get kicked out of practice, if you're Trey Nixon now, this is your chance to maybe kind of reestablish yourself a little bit after that third down drop in preseason game number one.
Right.
You know, he's getting a turn here and there to
a little more of a
at
sniff.
Least make something happen. Yeah, you're right. Like, even if it's a sniff, here you go.
A sniff.
You know, go prove yourself. So you got something really interesting going on. I haven't seen this before. So you've got now it's the Patriots twos going up against the Carolina twos, it looks like, in an 11-on-11. But right behind the quarterback, there is a staffer from Carolina with one of those extendo poles that look like it's got a camera on it, and they're filming it from behind. But normally, there's kind of a guy that's on a scissor lift that's up high, and then they'll sort of put the camera in there and zoom in. This guy's like standing right in the middle of the field, like he could get completely smoked. It looks like that's a camera on the top of that pole. Which
Bill's like, you like that angle?
Hey,
that's
Matt,
not bad.
Matt, you think we can get to think we can get a copy of that too? Send it over our way,
real quick.
Now all of a sudden, there's going to be a new hire in the Patriots video department. They're the guy getting run over.
Imagine it comes the other way.
You don't get out of the way, and that pole just falls over.
Yeah, interception. That guy's in trouble. Yeah. You just got to drop that and run.
What if Bill would use that in practice and be like, listen, whomever the guy's name is, listen, Billy, we need you to get out of the way or hold on to the damn thing, you know, and rewinding it, being like, you got to hold on. Slide your hand up there a little further, and you won't fall down. Wow. So the last 20 minutes or so, this has gotten pretty exciting. We've had two scrums.
A couple of little brawls.
Three players thrown out of practice. Here we go. This is what we were looking for. A little life.
And also, when we were talking with Andy Hart yesterday, it seemed like camp had been pretty easy, right? I know there's certain rules. Like you can't have full pads every day and all that. They've only had it a couple of times. And didn't it always seem quick? Like, it always felt like
an hour and a half moved by.
Right at the start of our show, then you look down, then they're gone. And you're like, wait, that was it? And, like, it didn't seem like a whole lot was happening. This one, it feels like they're actually getting some things accomplished. And I think it's why Bill likes these ones so much, because they've put in a ton of stuff. And they got another one of these tomorrow. And then, of course, the game on Friday. And then they do it again next week with the joint practices. So, yeah, they got to like this stuff.
617-779-7937. So now it looks like the Patriots starting defense is about to head out on the field here. I know Belichick just did the old whistle and told everybody to.
Looks like Baker Mayfield getting the first
guy. Your boy is in. And so we'll keep an eye on that and everything going on here at Patriots training camp. As we mentioned, Tommy Curran will be aboard at around 12:20 or so. Once all the players are done speaking to the media, Andy Hart will be with us at 1:00 today. And Patriots defense out there. And looks like Juwan Bentley is in that first lineup. It looks like Bentley and is that Anthony Jennings, 46, or is that Raekwon the Chef?
We'd
have to go to my
roster.
Go
guy
to my
here.
Trusty. Yeah, that is Raekwon the Chef out there. Raekwon McMillan.
Judon, if you're wondering, does still wear the red sleeves even in practice, so he is the most easily identified player.
Well, you
on
know
the
what
field.
It is, Rich. You got to work up that sweat
branding,
and when you're trying to keep the weight off too. Like we noticed yesterday that Trent Brown was roaming around in sweatpants, and
true.
You know it's not like it's 50 degrees yet out true, here, true. But. You're right, Judon, man. He finds a way to stand out. Uh-huh. And you're right, red branding, red gloves as well.
Smart.
Wonder if he was the one who went to Matt Patricia and was like, listen, your red shoes?
Yeah, get rid of them.
Doesn't work.
I kind of got that. That's my thing now. You knock it off.
Right. Okay. I'll give you the red pullover. Yeah. That's fine because the offense needs to find you. But the red shoes, you need to kind of cut that out. Uh-oh.
Oh, I don't think you're
tackle
supposed to do that.
Ground.
I don't think you're supposed to tackle McCaffrey.
Christian Barmore was the one on the tackle there. And by the way, apparently Barmore had a sack earlier today. It was noticed in the Twitch chat that some of the Twitchers were hoping that Barmore will get a little bit of a post-game run because everybody loves the press conference from Christian Barmore. Only some of you love the primetime parlay because, well, we try to do the impossible, give you four picks to make a lot of money while not betting a lot. And we get back up on that horse today for another primetime parlay next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Anytime.
It's time for the Gresh and Keith Primetime Parlay.
This is free money.
Watch the games on TV tonight and make free cash.
Give us your money.
Courtesy of Slim Whitman and Fat Eddie.
Thank you so much, Gresh and Keith.
on WEEI.
Absolutely, Gresh. Thanks, man. Thanks, Keith. Have a good one.
All right, here we go. For a mere $10,
let's win you some money.
Try to win you a bunch of money with the Primetime Parlay. We give you four picks because, well, the 14 parlay, of course, very hard to hit. However, when it does, it comes in big when you're just wagering a mere $10. I'm going to go first today.
Oh, you feel good about it, obviously.
Oh,
what do you have?
Of course I do.
What do you got?
Red Sox are on a heater. Why wouldn't you just keep the win streak rolling?
One of the great teams in baseball.
They're heading to Pittsburgh to take on another one of the great teams in baseball.
That's right.
The Pirates, who the 2024 Pirates will be really good. But right now, they have a 6'7 shortstop that we're all going to fall in love with O'Neill Cruz. Him and his missiles on
my God.
Firing it across the – everybody better run hard to first base when he hit it to short.
Hits dingers. He throws it 100 miles an hour to first. What's not to like?
He's going
to
be – and I think he might even be a left-handed hitter or a switch.
Yes.
A left-handed 6'7 hitter.
Smashes dingers.
Oh, my God. But give me the Red Sox on the money line, minus 140 tonight against the Buccos, first game of that series. Red Sox are hot right now. They got a lot of confidence coming out of playing the Yankees. Mm-hmm, so we'll keep riding on that. Who's next? Who wants that?
Baseball Billy?
Billy,
you want to jump in here?
Sure, why not?
All right, what do you have?
So we got a real battle of aces going on tonight in Chicago. The Astros are visiting the White Sox. It's Verlander against Dylan Cease. I'm taking Verlander and the Astros to cover the run and a half at plus 145.
The White Sox will cease to score against Verlander.
Hiya! All right, I will go next. The San Diego Padres haven't been great since the trade deadline where they got Juan Soto.
Then they get
the horrible news that Fernando Tatis. Apparently, he got a bad haircut, then he got ringworm, and then there's like a whole long story about it.
And then he apparently stuck a needle in his ass. Sorry. He rubbed a cream on there.
Now, we don't know exactly what happened, but he's out 80 games. But they didn't have him all season anyway, and they're still holding on to that third wild card spot. And thankfully for them, they're playing the Marlins. So give me Padres money line, Sean Manea on the mound, Padres over the Marlins tonight.
All right, Ian, what do you have?
My San Francisco Giants are on a bit of a run right now. They've won four in a row. They've got the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are 9 under .500 right now. Giants got me up to the 7th pick in my fantasy draft right now. But they're on a run. Pick them while they're hot against a bad team. So I've got the Giants over the Diamondbacks on
Complicated way of figuring out draft order. But, hey, here we are.
Tommy Pham would have punched Sean in the face if they suggested that in that other league. I mean, that's true. Is really something. All right, so
yes.
Red Sox on the money line, Padres on the money line, Astros on the run line, laying that run and a half, and the Giants on the money line against the Diamondbacks. Keith, for a mere $10, one cup of coffee at Starbucks with a shot of whatever in there.
Yeah, a little more heat.
$10 wins?
$125.13. Nothing to sneeze at. That's a nice little Tuesday, if you ask me.
12 times return,
are you kidding me? That's not too bad. I wish I could bet on Baker Mayfield being the starting quarterback for the Panthers week one because
this is Sam
Darnold's dropping snaps. I mean, it seems pretty case closed, don't you think?
You would think so. And by the way, they're about to wrap things up because now we're getting the field goal PAT period for each team. And
they had to wake the kickers up so they could walk over to the field now.
They kind of did. It was like, hey, guys, can you put your – hey, you guys over on the other field, can you put your 9 irons away?
Oh, yeah, here we are. Let's go.
All right. Stretch them out a little bit. Here we go.
Make some extra points.
And they've got what is that, Hoyer holding? Every time I see a red jersey, I'm like, okay, when are they when do they slide Mac in there?
No, it's Bailey because the kickers and punters are wearing the red today, too. Or at least for the Patriots.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Weird to see them in that. Weird to see him
don't
in
touch
the red.
Him. Don't touch him. Well, I mean, stay away from him.
Nick Folk might break.
Stay away
from him. He's, 41 years old now?
15, oh, by the
15.
Way.
Actually, he's only 37.
We forgot to hit on this yesterday, but did you see any of the Eagles-Jets preseason game? You didn't need to see the game, but did you see?
Other than Wilson getting hurt, I did not.
So Jalen Hurts is running. He's 2 feet out of bounds, and he gets absolutely trucked by somebody on the Jets. And Nick Sirianni, who I thought was a bit of a boob when he did his opening press conference, remember?
No question.
He was like, oh, yeah, we're going to improve.
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
This guy. Now I was like, this guy's in trouble. This guy's swimming in it. But you know what?
He
loved his response. He's screaming at Robert Saleh and MFing him from across the field. He's like, listen, like, first of all, it's preseason. and he was well out of bounds. Like, lay off the quarterback.
It was egregious, the hit.
It was brutal. But that's something that's going to fire up his team, too, to see him care that much about his guys.
Well, they slowed it down on Sirianni, where he yelled, "Hey, Salah, what the F?
That's awesome.
BS. And his headset was off.
Yeah.
He was like grabbing his shirt off.
He was so mad.
And Salah's just like got his headset on. Is like looking down the sideline, like ignoring him.
He's like, "My quarterback's out, too, so what do you want from me?"
I didn't think of that at the time, that's actually a pretty funny play.
What do you want from me? But no, I mean, Nick Sirianni gained a lot of points in my book because I always thought of him like, he'll be there for a few years. But you know what? They squeezed out a playoff spot last year.
I think they
could do it again this year. So I kind of like that. They're one of my under-the-radar teams. I like the Eagles.
I'm glad you brought that up because that was crazy. That was a very good reaction. I don't know if we'd see that here. It's more of people looking at Bill and Bill just kind of smirking.
No, Bill would
do
like the really angry face, but like, but he yells too. Like you see,
well, when him and Vrabel were doing their thing with the punts and they were just s-eating, grinning each other, pretty good.
But I don't know. I mean, if somebody like on this Sunday or Friday night, if Mac Jones was 2 feet out of bounds and got trucked by somebody on the Panthers,
Cole Strange would run over and fix it.
I think Bill would probably yell too.
You would think so. We're halfway home on this training camp edition of Gresh and Keefe. Looks like practice is pretty close to getting ready to wrap up. Our gaggle of folks will be joining us. Tommy Kern scheduled to hop up here at 12:20 or 12:30. Andy Hart at 1 o'clock. More from Patriots joint practice, and the Red Sox are back at it tonight. All that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.